Hey everyone, today I found an old piece of writing in my Google Drive, and it feels so resonant today because it's still true. There's a kind of bittersweetness I am experiencing about parenting right now as my kids get older, and that feeling of loss that's kind of hard to put your finger on, but you can just feel in moments. Okay, here we go. Right here, right now. I can hear the heater humming in the hallway as I write. It's the kind that doesn't manage to heat the whole house, only the hallway itself. So I find my boys there in the morning, their hands held out to it as if it's an open fire, bedheaded and sleepy-faced. My living room looks like a frat party some mornings, empty chip bags on the couch, the kitchen floor sticky with something spilled, crumbs from a baguette strewn all over my desk. It used to drive me nuts. Haven't I asked the boys to clean up countless times? But lately, I walk around picking up discarded bowls, dirty socks, as if in meditation, as if this is part of my practice, a kind of devotion. Ben, who was only 14, I'll say at the time, already wants to live abroad. He would gladly fly the coop today, pack his bags, and begin traveling the world. Lately, he's been asking me, "Can I go to a British boarding school?" "A what?" I reply, "like Hogwarts?" He's always been this way. Even as an infant, he was outward facing. He wouldn't tolerate slings or wraps or anything that forced him to face inward toward my chest. He did not want to be held close. Once we discovered the baby Bjorn, where he could face outward and see the world, he was finally happy and would wave at everyone and kick his baby legs in excitement. When we had Nico 4 years later, we were surprised. "He just lets you hold him," Matt and I exclaimed to each other. Nico surrendered to you, allowing you to feel the full weight of him against your body. He wanted to be held. Today, I will finally get a haircut at my friend John's house in San Francisco. The boys and I will bring our bikes, and we will ride through Golden Gate Park to the beach, something Ben has been wanting to do for some time. There's a kind of desperation to be with these kids, to have experiences with them, knowing they will be gone soon. For some years, my orientation toward parenting felt like duty. I showed up, exhausted, anxious, frayed, and did it over and over again. Now it's more like devotion. When we walk across the street, Nico still slips his warm little palm into mine. He does this mostly out of habit, forgetting that he's 10 years old and can do this himself. But I try to stop time and drink in the warmth of his hand. I smile at how unself-conscious he is, even at school, not cool yet, not concerned what the other boys might think. We watched a movie recently that referred to a character as a mama's boy. "What's a mama's boy?" he asked. I explained that it was a boy who was really attached to his mom, really loved her, etc. "Isn't everyone a mama's boy?" he asked, genuinely confused.